Thank you so much for joining us today on Upper Room. Good afternoon, anywhere you are listening to the sound of my voice. I want to welcome you to another interesting episode of the Upper Room. And in the Upper Room, the program is actually geared towards an apostolic recovery of the church, and we will be looking again at an interesting subject, which of course it's interesting because as time goes on, there will be other things to consider based on what the Father God has to communicate to his children. And the purpose of coming together is to look at the Word of God and to consider, to look into the truth of the Word of God so as to be able to mold our life and shape our life in the way God intended. There are several teachings and doctrines that have gone ahead that is not sanctioned from the place of God, from the throne of God. So what we do here is to communicate the mind of God from time to time to make daughters and sons of the kingdom understand what it means to do the will of the Father. We are still on earth. The rapture hasn't taken place, but we need to, from time to time, equip ourselves and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the Upper Room once again, and I want to say that God is interested in our lives, and his purpose for sending Jesus is to model the life of God in us so that we can be made perfect in the image of God. Before we proceed, for those who will be, of course, joining us as well, we want to say a word of prayer, and then we look into to this subject. Let's close our eyes as we pray. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Our great God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus, we thank you for making it possible for us to be gathered together in fellowship. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how you've been helping us in our lives. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to model your image, to model your character, to model who you are as a personality for us to be able to walk in your ways. Lord, we pray that as we gather together today to look into your word, we pray that your word will shape our lives and you will open our hearts, oh Lord, to be able to receive your word and to be able to communicate your word from your throne through your Holy Spirit. We pray that your Spirit, oh Lord, will minister life to us today as we gather in fellowship in Jesus' name. Open our eyes to see the reality of our lives and what we need to do to be able to do your will and to serve your purpose here on earth. Thank you, Father, for we know it is done. Let your grace be ministered to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for joining us on Upper Room today. And the subject before us is kingdom functionaries. Kingdom functionaries. Now, we're looking at a couple of passages of scripture that, you know, really minister to us based on what it means to be a kingdom functionary. Who are you as a person? Who am I as a person on earth? What are we supposed to be doing? What is our purpose basically on earth? Kingdom functionaries. So there are so many teachings that have gone ahead based on what kingdom functionaries are. Now, anyone that is called into the kingdom of God is meant to be a kingdom functionary. we see the likes of the angels of God. They are called ministering spirits, basically, and they operate on a different pedestal, on a different realm, quite different from what we experience on earth. So they are called ministering spirits. We also should be ministers of the kingdom. We are supposed to function, not just live in isolation, but to function as ambassadors of Christ on earth. So we'll be looking at a couple of passages of scripture. Someone says, are we supposed to be ministers too? Yeah, of course. Nobody on earth is created by God as an experiment. We are meant to be kingdom functionaries, to function in the kingdom of God in different capacities. That's the reason why when Christ came, basically, he actually gave gifts to men, and there are different gifts and graces given to men. Now, don't get this misconstrued. There are a lot of things that one can do to serve God's purpose on earth. Now, what I'm saying in essence is that you as a person, you are a program in the hands of God. You are made by God. You are a program. There are certain things God expects you to do for Him to serve His purpose while on earth. Of course, you have your job, you have your career, but are you serving God's purpose? Your job is your job. Your primary goal on earth is to serve the will of the Father. Kingdom functionaries. Now, we are going to have to look into God's word, see what exactly doesn't qualify us to be kingdom functionary. What qualifies us to be kingdom functionaries? We look at first the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 20. Now, I will back up to verse 17, then we'll read up to 20. 2 Corinthians 5 in verse 20, in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, be in Christ. So there is a place for you being in Christ first, before you can be counted or numbered among the kingdom functionaries. So if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So now then we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. So when Paul the Apostle wrote this letter to the church at Corinth, he tried to make them understand that before you can be deployed, you need to know the person of Christ. Now, when you know the person of Christ, now you are meant to function in, you're meant to walk in that same frequency and that same consciousness to reconcile other people to Christ as well. So not just that you receive Christ, but you are able to communicate that new life that is in you to others also. Now, it made mention of the ministry of reconciliation, that we are all called to the ministry of reconciliation. Now, this is not to say that everyone is called to the pulpit ministry. You can be called in different, you can walk for God in different capacity. But first, the first thing first, you need to know the person of Christ. You need to accept the person of Christ. Now, who are kingdom functionaries? Kingdom functionaries are those that are instructed and guided by the scripture. So their life is shaped by the word of God. So you'll find out that a lot of people would, after identifying with the person of Jesus, and then, you know, they enroll in discipleship class, and then they get graduated very quickly, and then, you know, volunteers in church and all that. That doesn't necessarily mean that you are a kingdom functionary yet. Though you identify with the person of Jesus, but then the life of Jesus is not fully formed in you. So you've not accepted the person of Christ. There's a place of accepting the person of Jesus or identifying with the person of Jesus, but the Christ-like living is not found in you. So when Jesus Christ was on earth, he actually made his person, the personality of God, known through his doing. Now, the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, in verse 1, when Luke was writing to Theophilus, made mention of, you know, the former treaty of I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, So the life of God, if you see Jesus, you would know that this is someone that comes from God, because he's really he replicates the character and the person of God on earth. So if we check your life, do we see the character, the things Christ modeled in you? If those things are missing, you are yet to be a kingdom functionary. You can be serving in different capacity of the church. Those are activities. Those are considered activities. God does not, your sonship is not recognized in heaven yet. If we place the word of God, place you on a scale of the word of God, and then you still have some, the Adamic nature, the things that the world would like, the songs that the world would like, the places that the world would go, the altar of sin is still in you. You still fight, you still steal, you still, you know, you commit sins, you without any remorse, anything like that. It you are not yet a kingdom functionary. So anything that Christ projects and he put to us, and you are walking in the opposite direction of that, you are not yet a kingdom functionary. If you have hatred in you, and if the works of the flesh are seen in you, you are yet a kingdom functionary. You can spend years in the church doing different activities, performing different rituals. That does not mean that you are a kingdom functionary. Now, kingdom functionary are those that understand commandments. Those that understand commandments. Now, Jesus Christ, spoke about giving commandments to his disciples. Said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. He said, a new commandment I give unto you. A new commandment. So there are people who understand commandments. Now, you would, when someone is enlisted in the army, before the person enlists in the army, there are certain things that the person have to go through. The person have to go through, apply, do a job application. After that, write an exam. After that, the person is called in for fitness test. The person have to pass the medical test. So there are certain criteria that needs to be. And after all that, the person is reported in the camp, and then have to understand what commands, and there are different trainings, different techniques, and all that other, before the person is deployed and considered a soldier. Before the person is called a soldier. So if you evade these processes and you evade the commandments of Jesus and you disobey God's law, you are yet to be a kingdom functionary. You know, these are the age where the church of our days actually deploy people very quickly, and they don't even allow people to fail discipleship class. Say, well, it will tag along, and it will learn in the process and all that. We need to ensure that before people are considered kingdom functionary, the life of Christ has to be shaped in them. The life of Christ has to be shaped in them. And that's the reason why today you have different situation happening in churches. You have polluted altars. We have people who are meant to be kingdom functionaries doing the opposite of what Christ modeled. And then they create more chaos in the body of Christ than what God expects that. So they are instructed by the scriptures. These are kingdom functionaries. They understand the commandments of Jesus. They are led by the Spirit of God. They are led by the Spirit of God. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the person of the Holy Spirit comes to you and it begins to educate you about how the kingdom functions, what are the laws of God, things that you used to do before. It begins to educate you, it begins to put a check on your life. If you are a person that kicked the Holy Spirit aside and wants to do on your things on your own, based on your own feeling or based on what the flesh prescribed to you, you are not yet a kingdom functionary. The Holy Spirit will educate you about what is expected, what God expects, so that you can be made perfect in Him. If you do not listen to the voice, if you have not learned to listen and to correct your ways in the way of God and based on what the Holy Spirit educates you about, you cannot be a kingdom functionary. You cannot be considered a kingdom functionary. Now, it's another thing is that we need to understand that in the kingdom of God, there are laws that regulate the kingdom. It's a kingdom, and God is a king. So there are certain things that is expected of every child that is meant to be with Him. There's an education required. There is a training. There is a pruning process. There are things that you bring from the world and you cannot put them into the kingdom. You cannot bring them into the kingdom of God. You have to do away with those things. Until those things are dealt with, it could take weeks, it could take days, it could take months, it could take years. Those things has to be dealt with, because no unrighteousness can enter into the kingdom of God. If you are still living in sin, if you are still, you know, if the works of the flesh, you are still moved, the flesh is the one controlling you. You are not led by the Spirit of God. You are yet to be a kingdom functionary. Now, true kingdom functionaries have no agenda of their own. You act based on what the Spirit of God tells you to do. Now, there are a lot of people who actually, you know, say, oh, I'm called into the ministry. That's good. You're called into the ministry. But are you led by God to function in the kingdom? Are you led by God? Are you sure it's not just the position of a minister of the gospel, or you want to be a pastor of a local church, and you are driven by you want to rise through the ladder? Are you sure you're not being moved by the finances of the church, and you know there are some other things that you are looking at? Are you sure you're not controlling, you just want to be in the position of leadership to control people and all? If you have an agenda inside of you and you bring that into the kingdom of God, into the church, you are yet to be a kingdom functionary. Kingdom functionary has no agenda of their own. When Christ is formed in a man, that man is being tossed by the Spirit of God. Is being controlled and being led by the Spirit of God. You execute things based on how the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, leads you, not based on what you want. There are some things you want done, but if you cannot do that in a kingdom that is regulated, the kingdom of God is a regulated kingdom. So we will look on the other side at what does not qualify an individual to be a kingdom functionary. What does not? What are the things that does not qualify you to be a kingdom functionary? Now, before we do that, we will look at the book of First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2 in verse 9. First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2 in verse 9. It said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Now, here it says a chosen generation. So you are chosen by God to function in his kingdom. You are not chosen by God. You are not created by God. That's what that means. You are not created by God to hide the gift of God in you. You are meant to project that gift. You are meant to showcase that gift. You are meant to function in the kingdom of God with that gift. Now, every man, every human on earth has a gift of God in them. You might not have seen it, or perhaps God has revealed some things to you in your dreams, whereby you see yourself in a crowd, or you see yourself helping people. And there are different gifts and different graces given to every man that is on earth. Every man that is on earth. So if you have not found yours, you need to first come to Christ, and then those things will be revealed to you. Nobody on earth comes in as a, you are God's project. You are God's program. Everybody, both young and old, you are a program in the hands of God. So it says here, you are chosen. So you didn't just come into the world just to live your life the way you like and eat, marry, and all that. It goes, you're living on earth as a purpose. So if you are not living that purpose, you are wasting your time. Because at the end of the day, when you appear in the judgment seat, you will be asked, what did you do with it? You will be asked that question. You will be asked that question. These are the things that you were supposed to be doing when you're unhurt, but you did the opposite. Every man will answer at the judgment seat. Everybody will answer at the judgment seat. You will provide answers at the judgment seat, because God did not make man to just be chasing career, chasing dollars, doing what they like, you know, living the way they want to live. There is an expected, there's something written of you that you may be aware of or may not be aware of. Have you come across people who tells you that, I see myself in a crowd, I was ministering to a very large congregation, or I see myself, it's like the place is like a camp, and I was helping out, you know, helping serve this, helping, you know, do this and that, or I find myself in a place and I was I was the one who was telling them what to do and all that. Or I have a gift in me. I saw myself singing and all that. That is you need to know what is written of you. Now, by mercy, God reveals some things to us, but we don't know the meaning of those things. So it shows that no man comes into the world as an experiment. There is something you are supposed to be doing. Your career is you have a legitimate reason. Everyone has a legitimate reason to go to school. Everyone has a legitimate reason to basically want to, wants to acquire certifications, wants to do things based on what they want. You have a legitimate reason to want to, go probably apply for a job and get a fat salary and then leave, build a house, get good cars and, leave. It's those are legitimate, but it's something written of you. And for you to fall in alignment and to begin to function in that capacity, you need to know and accept the person of Christ. Not just Jesus, the person of Christ. So your own agenda is career driven. You want to be a career person. You want to, work in different companies, work in your big multinational company. Those are legitimate things to do. But then, do you know what is written of you? You are supposed to be a kingdom functionary. Now it says here, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar. That means in the eyes of God, you are a program. You are a program. And until you start functioning in that or working in that consciousness, you cannot be a kingdom functionary. You can serve in different capacity of the church. You may have been probably the foundational member of a church for over a decade. It does not count if you don't accept the person of Christ. If you don't accept the person of Christ. Now, we look at what does not qualify an individual as kingdom functionary. There are certain things that doesn't qualify individual as kingdom functionary. If you see someone who live perpetually in sin, basically, who ate his brother or who commits, who commits all sort of iniquities and, live a lascivious life, that person cannot be a kingdom functionary. That you attend a Bible school, you're all well and good, you're called a reverend, that's great. That only gives you a knowledge of the Bible. It only gives you a knowledge of the Bible. Whereas an imam can decide to go to a Bible school as well. And he can decide to enroll for an online program. That's someone from the Muslim community who wants to have a knowledge of the Bible. He wants to know what is written in this Bible. That person can decide to enroll for an online program. It does not mean that the person is a kingdom functionary. You completed the reading of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation 10 times, 15 times, over and over again, it does not qualify you to be a kingdom functionary. It does not qualify you to be a kingdom functionary. That you're a foundational member of a church. Oh, we were here, we were the one molding the blocks. I've been in this church for over 2 decades, for over 20 years, 30 years. I was born and bred up by the reverend that started this church, and it does not qualify you as a kingdom functionary. You cannot function in the kingdom. You cannot. That you have ministerial experience and you've been in ministry for 10 years, for 5 years, and you can recount your experience and you can say, okay, we designed this program, we shaped this program, we monitor this activity, we make sure that this, those are activities. Those are not, do you, have you do you, is the word of God shaped in you? Is the commandment of Christ able to mold your life, to shape your life in the image of God? Ministerial experience does not make you a kingdom functionary. It does not. It does not. It does not. Those are activities. Oh, I was baptized in water 10 years ago. I have my baptismal certificate. That doesn't make you a kingdom functionary. And you have a lot of people who talk about their salvation. Oh, I was born again. I was converted in 1960. But you can look at their life and you can place it side by side with the scripture, with the word of God. It does not, is the opposite. That does not make you a kingdom functionary. What makes you a kingdom functionary is to do the will of God, the will of, to serve his purpose. Are you able to take commandments? Are you that kind of person that is able to take commandments? Or you are the type of person that still disobey your parents, you still fight, you murmur, you do all sort of in you do all you still you sleep around, you watch pornography, you do all sort of iniquity, and you cannot be a kingdom. We can't deploy you, because if you are deployed, you will cause a lot of problem in the kingdom, in the kingdom of God, and we'll be looking for a way to rescue you, because you are an accident waiting to happen. Have you seen a soldier being deployed without going through training before? Understanding what commands, understanding the communication of the military. You if you are deployed, you are the first person that will receive the bullet. And you will cause problems, because the enemy will hijack you and then put you somewhere, torture you, get information from you, and then you will be a problem to your country. So a soldier needs to be trained. He needs to understand commands. If you do the will of God, you understand that this is God's commandments. That's what qualifies you to be a kingdom functionary. I pray that the Lord gives you understanding. So, to be a kingdom functionary, you need to accept the person of Christ. You need to accept the person of Christ. Not just Jesus, not just raising hands during crusade. It goes beyond that. You need to accept the person of Jesus. Now, when you accept the person of Jesus, the Spirit of God begins to give you command. Are you able to accept commands? Are you able? It says, do not steal, do not fight, do not fornicate, do not hate your brother, do not, all those things. Are you able to receive commands? He said, that place that you went to last night, I don't want you to go there. Oh, the person you spoke to at the office yesterday, you were rude. I need you to go and apologize. Are you able to take command? If you are not able to take commandments, you cannot be a kingdom functionary. So if you are ready to be a kingdom functionary and to start serving the purpose of God in your life, I need you to bow down your heads and pray with me. It is not enough for you to, you can bring all your reasons why you were converted in 1975. You can bring all your reasons that you've read the Bible 15 times. What are you talking about? It all those does not count as kingdom, to qualifies you as a kingdom functionary. You can bring all your reasons. But if the life of Christ is not found in you, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. No matter the portfolio you occupy in church, either they call you a deacon or a prophet or whatever they call you, you are wasting your time. That's the reason why I'm here today, to tell you that if the life of Christ is not formed in you, you are wasting your time. And you can function in that capacity of a deacon for or a bishop for years, for 20 years. It does not amount to be a kingdom. Your sonship is not yet recognized in heaven if your life is not shaped after Christ. This moment, I will need you to look within yourself. What are those things that are still that you are still held on to? Those things that have kept you in bondage for years, though you have been called different titles in churches. You know, Christ is available today to deliver and to save you. And that's the essence of today's subject. Kingdom functionaries. Are you a kingdom functionary? Can you take commands from the Holy Spirit? Can the Holy Spirit instruct you? Are you the one that boss people around? You talk to people, you are rude, you raise abuses, you curse people, you fight, you cause problems. Your life is the opposite of what Christ exemplified. Today you need to repent. I'll be praying with you this morning. Close your eyes. Father, in Jesus' name, oh Lord, I thank you for your word today. Thank you for how you've made it possible for us to see the light in your word. I pray for those that are accepting Christ as their Lord and personal Savior today, and those that have once been saved but backslided and are coming back to you today. I pray that your grace will be made available to them this moment, and you accept them. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse them, wash them whiter than snow in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them see reasons why they should serve you. Let them see reasons why they are created. Let them see reasons why they should live a newness of life. I pray that a life of Christ will be shaped in them through the grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for anointing done. Blessed be the holy name. Give them the power to sin no more. Thank you, Jesus, for the answered prayers. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.